As you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. As you open your ears, let life be the melody, layer after layer after layer. Good evening. You know what day it is. You know what time it is. We've fallen back, and you don't have to be reminded. This is the Inside Hour, and you are listening to BBSRadio.com, and I am Reverend Roxy, and on the line we have the host with the most, Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I am just going to turn it over because the news is so great, and the story is so large that I don't want to waste any time, and one more time, I want to prove to all of you that this man has the words of wisdom and has the words of the Spirit, and I'm going to prove it by saying, Dr. Nance, will you please open it up by please giving credit to you-know-who.
Aren't you sweet, sister? Love you. That's such a nice way to open the show. Let's do that. Let's give it to the Creator. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for the glorious blessings that you're constantly pouring out on all of us, from the air that we breathe to the water, your blessed creative juice that we are drinking that is free. It doesn't come from Pepsi or Coca-Cola Company. It comes from your heavenly throne, your magnificent, endless, eternal, magnificent way that you bless us forever and ever. And we praise you, Heavenly Creator, for doing that for us. Just out of the love in your heart, for the joy that it brings you, and that we as your children and your humble servants wish nothing more but to thank you, praise you, glorify you, and reconnect with you with our full hearts open wide to receive your glorious blessing, your divine anointing, your power, your glory forever and ever. You are the King of Kings. You are the universal source. We praise you for giving us sustenance, for life, for love, and for fellowship, like I have with my sister, Reverend Roxy Hampton, like every one of you listening. Thank you for being our brothers and sisters, and thank you for being on the same tune, on the same tone, on the same channel, not just BBSRadio.com, thanks to the Newsom family bringing us BBS Radio, this wonderful channel, but the channel of love, the channel of peace, the channel of shalom, the channel by which your love is coming out, pouring ever so strong, the powerful channel that's coming on into us, opening up our hearts, relieving the anxieties of our minds that is not of you, but is of gross deception and the Babylonian lunacy that we call our physical reality that is nothing but insanity. So we praise you, Heavenly Creator, for all the glorious blessings that you're constantly pouring out on us, including this glorious end times, beginning times. Where there is crisis, there is great opportunity. It's party over time. And the proverbial caca is hitting the fan in America. The land of the free, the home of the brave, is getting it whacked big time now. A lot of people are waking up. It's just begun. If you think it's bad now, folks, our Creator has a little message to give, and that's one of righteousness, right standingness. The righteousness that we're missing is what's causing our degradation, decline, fall, pain, sorrow, disease. And the reality is that we can step out of that lunacy, because that's the fallacy. That's the fraud. That's the deception. When you know who you are in the Creator, when you know who you are as part of the divine family, then that lunacy and Babylonian hypocrisy ends. And so, as it ends, ends the suffering. And so we praise you, Heavenly Creator, for giving us the insight, the awareness, the enlightenment, the empowerment to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil, as the global governors manipulate the politicians on Capitol Hill and bringing you statutory law and maritime law that is not law, but it is a gross manipulation of the population and our brothers and sisters in the state of Maryland. Over 1,200 families served this past week with notification by governing officials that they are going to be fined $50 a day for not getting their children vaccinated. And that is more and more evidence of this hideous population-reducing vaccination called Gardasil is being distributed by the satanic sorcerers, the pharmaceutical idiots, allegedly to protect our children. 14-year-olds, 13-year-olds, even 12-year-olds recommended Gardasil for what? For the protection against cervical cancer. Excuse me, it's inducing cancers. Well over 1,000 of these recipients have already died. How many people need to die before humanity wakes up to the gross deception? Heavenly Creator, we thank you for your remnant. We thank you for giving us the eyes to see and the ears to hear truth, like you hear on Reverend Roxy's program on Sunday, Mission Possible, same time. We thank you, Heavenly Creator, for the blessings that you give people through BBSRadio.com and the Insight Hour. We thank you for all of the anointings and revelations that you've given me to be able to disseminate freely to all the people. We thank you for this week, Heavenly Father, for the blessing that you gave us of having In Lies We Trust, the new feature-length documentary going out, being mailed out. Finally, we praise you for the creativity and the opportunity to share with humanity the truth about the genocide masquerading under the guise of public health. Through the genocidal weapons, vaccinations, the pharmaceutical intoxications, and the drug dependencies, this is the way humanity is enslaved. And we praise you, Heavenly Father, for waking us up in time to not only save our lives and our children's lives, but to help other people too, saving them, being fishers of men, so to speak, fishers of men and women, pulling them out of the polluted swamp that they have created for themselves by allowing themselves to follow the siren song of deception, of media, of television, of pharmaceutical advertisements, into the medical deities, giving their faith and trust over to popping magic pills to cure every ill, instead of you, Heavenly Creator, giving our faith and trust over to that which is our true source of sustenance and healing. We praise you, Heavenly Creator, for all these glorious blessings in this time of crisis where our brothers and sisters are getting sicker and sicker and dying. Well, you know what? We know the truth is that there is eternal life, and that it is more about spiritual war, which we are facing, than physical war, and that the truth about the spirit is it's eternal, especially when we're connected to you. So we praise you, Heavenly Creator, for all the glorious blessings, all the anointings, and all the giftings, for the revelations and the awarenesses that shall set us free of the demonic manipulation. We thank you, even for the adversary. We thank you for the satanic sorcery, because you know what that does, Heavenly Creator? It's showtime. It's really judgment time. We have sown the seeds through our even ignorance. We have sown the seeds of deception, and we have facilitated the manipulation of the population so that the population reduction that has been not only prophesied in your book, in the book of Revelation, and the messianic age forthcoming, which is contingent upon the great plague striking, which is now. We thank you for the fulfillment of your word. We thank you for the fulfillment of your prophecy. And we thank you for your prophets. We thank you for your holy persons and your native elders and people like Reverend Roxy Hampton, who delivers the message of the word, of the truth, of the wisdom, to glorify your name, to uplift you and bring people to the true understanding of who we are in you and who you are in us. In our hearts, we carry you and we praise you for that frequency vibration that resonates your divinity to bless us as your humble servants here in this population of human beings that need you now more than ever before. We thank you so much for all the times that we have had together. We thank you for our children. We thank you for the glistening in their eyes and the beautiful ways that they work and move and speak and create. We thank you for giving us life and the opportunity to realize the creativity of our children and our children's children. We thank you so much for all this. There's so much to be thankful for, Reverend Roxy. You know, I don't know what else to say. In the Yasha's name, I praise you, Creator. Amen.
Amen.
Well, is that a good way to start the show?
That's it. To the world, proved it to the BBS.
Yeah, I mean, that was a little bit of a 12-minute prayer, 10-minute prayer. We should do that for 3 or 4 hours.
Prayer is work, and work is prayer.
Yeah.
You see.
You know, if King David could do it, why can't we?
Hey, where'd all them psalms come from?
You bet.
Yeah?
It's psalm time.
It's some to memory.
It's modern gospel time.
Dr. Lynn, you know, you pointed out that thing, vaccination again, and you mentioned that word. It's like Niagara to me. It's God itself. I don't think there's anything more important to talk about, but I just don't know if there's anybody out there that wants to talk about this phenomena.
It's judgment time. Now, you've got the first time that they have done this past week. Now, get this, folks. We've been saying that this is about to happen. We have had the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act we've talked about on this program now for years. The fact that the United States federal government has given laws and created legislation so that you can have a public health, a single human being in a powerful position. Whether or not that person's on drugs or not, you have no idea. Whether that person was raised by loving people, you have no idea. Whether that person has any kind of sense of spirituality or even sensible religious direction, you have no idea. I can tell you one thing. I went to school at Harvard, School of Public Health, and I know what they teach at the highest levels of public health training. And I can tell you it's gross deception. And these are the people who our laws have empowered to direct your family and mine into the modern concentration camps and gas chambers that they call these quarantine facilities, as well as vaccination directive policies. See, the policy for vaccination, a mass vaccination, they call immunization, which is a misnomer. In Lies We Trust, and if you don't have a copy of In Lies We Trust, make sure you call the following number as soon as you can. 888-508-4787. That's our Christmas gift. And if you are listening to the Inside Hour, to us right now, and you haven't received the email that we sent out yesterday to about 7,000 folks on our network, that means you haven't registered on healthyworldstore.com. You have not registered your email address on healthyworldstore.com, and that means you haven't received the most recent information, including my holiday gift to you folks, to humanity. It's a copyright not restricted by copyright. That means you can make as many copies of this new feature film, this documentary called In Lies We Trust, the CIA, Hollywood, and Bioterrorism, in which I weave Hollywood segments into a commentaries that you can begin to get an understanding of the full measure of hypocrisy operating under the guise of public health and national security. And the gross genocidal operation that's ongoing, that these laws such as this, not only the Emergency Health Powers Act, the Model State Emergency Powers Act, which under any kind of vague outbreak or threat of outbreak, even a single virus, if somebody has a leukemia, for example, cancer, and that the authorities have linked this to Epstein-Barr virus or any other virus, under this legislation, they can immediately call a mass quarantining of persons, bringing them together into these concentration camp-like facilities, injecting them and intoxicating them with any drugs that the public health official, in his or her estimation, is of value to that population. And that's what shall happen under these laws. Now, that's man's laws, man's hypocrisy and lunacy, and deadly genocidal policy. But it's not the Creator's laws. And so body sovereignty, your Holy Spirit-filled temple, that's what really this country is based upon, is the understanding that you have one nation, one people under God. And God in our own hearts means that there's no government interference. There should be nobody directing you to inject, infect, intoxicate, pollute your blood. This is a blood sacrifice. These are blood suckers that are doing this. And they think that they're doing the right thing. Most of them are hypnotized. They're basically engaged in a cult, the American medical culture. They're Manchurian candidates. That's a beautiful point that's raised in the film In Lies We Trust, is that the training that we receive as public health professionals and doctors, it's a hazing process that has so many factors, so much like the behaviorally engineering methods used for cult indoctrination, that by the time you're done medical school, you are a cult follower. The problem is most cult followers know who their leaders are. In this case, the leaders of our public health establishment have virtually no clue whatsoever. They're serving mostly the Rockefeller family and the drug cartel. And they don't want to put that in their minds because then they have to think about what they're going to do with their lives. It justifies their existence to continue the poisoning and polluting humanity's bloodstreams. Justifies their existence to have threatened outbreaks. So they're not real public health professionals. They're pharmaceutical prostitutes. They've sold out. They've sold their souls to the devil. That's the reality. So they're not for you. They're not for your family. They're not for your children's safety. They're engaged in the literal destruction of a significant portion of the population. The same authorities that issue Gardasil, Bayer Corporation, the Glaxo Burroughs Wellcome, the Merck Pharmaceutical Company, American Home Healthcare Products, Home Care Products, all these companies evolved out of the Nazi Germany's IG Farben and the Rockefeller cartel. The agenda that they have today with what's currently taking place called globalization or globalism, it is the rise of the Fourth Reich. It is neo-Nazification and neo-colonialization of planet Earth. And a depopulation agenda that's targeted is at least half of you listening to my voice right now are targeted for elimination. 50% to 70% of the population is targeted for destruction.
And that's no easy matter.
That's right. They've made it so easy. That's brilliant.
It wasn't easy last time.
What's
they
that?
Had a hard time disposing of the bodies.
Yeah, it was hard to dispose of the bodies as they were all, you know, having to be cremated.
The crematories couldn't keep up.
Yeah, well, this is the situation that they're telling us we'll have.
They don't have a problem now, Dr. Len. My point is they don't have a problem with that no more. They've solved that.
Yeah, they're making money off of it all.
What they have now are crematories.
Yeah.
Called nuclear reactor.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait. And now all over the world, people are trying to figure out what to do with their waste. And these Nazis have figured out how they can build more crematoriums across the universe and have them serve a dual purpose when the time comes. And so the crematorium and the waste burning plant that they may want to put in your community is another form. And you heard it first. I know everybody says I'm out there on a limb, so Shirley MacLaine, and so is Dr. Len Horowitz. I just wanted to put that in there because you said Nazi, and you said the past, and you know we're coming up on Thanksgiving, and I just wanted to nudge all the BBS listeners out there that you won't hear too much about it, but yeah, Thanksgiving is going to fall on November 22nd. That is the day that the coup d'etat happened. and everything that has happened since then that Dr. Len is talking about all had its little, you know, development in terms of being able to move forward with confidence on that day. And so anybody that remembers that won't call in and tell me what they were doing on the day that they shot Kennedy. Come on, because it's Thanksgiving. They ruined our Thanksgiving, you see, long time ago. And now it's time for us to talk about who these people are that are still in power that want your little girls to take all these vaccinations. Why are not our little boys? Why aren't they worried about all children and sexually transmitted diseases and the causes that might happen?
Because they're not making money and they're not directing depopulation, population control, birth control.
But Dr. Lynn, more than anything, just in lies we trust, after having watched it 10 times now, so I could get the flow, so that I could really, because this is one of those ones going to be talked over, the coffee, whatever, if you're drinking coffee still, or if you're anywhere in the colleges or anything, this DVD set, you're going to want to have it because you're going to want to be in the know. Because you're going to need to know these things so that you can relate to your congressmen and to your senators and to the public health officials in your area the truth of the matter, and then hold them up with your doubts. Use Dr. Len's good research and quote these people and bring it out and get good attorneys that want to hear because they got children too. It's got to start now or we're all toast.
You bet. Hey, folks, you listening out there, I want you to call this toll-free number. Here it is. Ready? Take this down and call it. That's in Canada, 888-228-4494. Canadian listeners, I want you to call 888-228-4494. In the United States, I want you to call 877-876-5227. Be the first callers, and you will receive what is free, a free 2.5-hour documentary DVD that I spent quite a bit of time last 6 months working on. And it's ready for you to be a blessing to you and your family, your friends, your extended family, your community. You want a fundraiser? You're always, folks listening out there, you've always thinking about how to bless different community organizations, how to raise money, how to have fundraisers. This is a gift that I'm giving you. If you call this toll-free number, and then I'm going to give you another number. During this week, I want you to get all your friends and family. I want you to give them this number. I want you to tell them to call this number, 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. And you tell them to get a free gift by calling that number. And that take this gift and duplicate it, make copies of it. You've heard the movie or seen the movie Pay It Forward, haven't you? You know that giving is receiving and receiving is giving. And if you accept this gift, then you take a responsibility for making copies of it and paying it forward, making sure that other people are blessed, and you can hold screenings of it. You can charge $5 or $10 per person to come in and screen and watch In Lies We Trust. Besides sitting around your own living rooms, make a community event out of it. Raise funds for needy groups. This is Thanksgiving. You got to get free turkeys and different things to the folks that need it because there are people out there that need it. And one way to raise money and bring awareness, edification of the congregation, the remnant, being fishers of men and women, waking people up, is to sit them down in front of In Lies We Trust. What a great blessing. And this is the opportunity. So, again, first couple callers, 877-876-5227 on the Inside Hour. Get a free copy of In Lies We Trust. And it is, by the way, free. We are giving it out for free. We're asking you to look in your hearts, of course, to please help us defray the cost of shipping and handling. But the reality is that this is a beautiful blessing and gift. And in your hands is what it is. It's required to be administered through your hands. And without your hands, without your help, you know what they say, Reverend Roxy, what the good old Bible says, that if you're told by a watchman that you have genocide and poison being coming down and potentially harming your children and coming down and you're being targeted for elimination, and you're a watchman or a watchwoman, and you tell somebody else that this is the truth, this is the reality, and if they don't do something about it, then the blood spilled and the decimation of the population that occurs is equally shared on their shoulders. It has an effect on their own spirit, on their souls, on their eternal salvation. And that if you get with it, because the time is short, these end times right now, we are engaged in it. This week, it is where over 1,200 families are given citations to come to court and pay a fine of $50 a day every day that they don't have their children injected. And our ministry, the Royal Bloodline of David, has been out there along with the Ministry Manifestation of Divine Will and Reverend Roxy's ministry, involved in trying to hold the line for religious freedoms and philosophical exemptions from tuberculosis skin tests to vaccinations. And litigation is costly. We need your support. We deserve your support. We ask for your support. The Creator wants your support. Because who are you supporting but yourself? What life do you have if you don't have the Creator in your life? What life do you have when you can't live freely? When you can't have your children be healthy? What life do you have when you're no longer a sovereign being, able to express freedom and liberty, let alone the justice in a system of injustice currently operating in Babylon? What freedom do you have? What's the value in your life if you don't pick up the phone and call and get a copy of In Lies We Trust as a gift and spread the gift? It's an urgency. It's a time period right now where we have got to do everything in our power, and we've tried to make it absolutely easy.
Hey, there's a caller.
Thanks for calling. Who's on the line?
My name is Glenn.
Hi, Glenn. Welcome to the Insight Hour. What prompted you to call?
Well, I'm calling in regard to the video that you folks were just speaking of, and I wanted to also pass along a thank you to Dr. Horowitz for doing what he's doing, because Lord knows now is the time. And I'm shaking as many people as I can to wake them up, and I figure this is a fine tool to do so with.
Yes, indeed. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Hawaii.
Oh, how nice. What part of Hawaii?
From the island of Kauai. I'm in the town of Kapaa.
How beautiful. That's fantastic. So we've got two Hawaiians on the phone.
Oh, perfect.
Over here, the big island.
Nice.
Yeah.
Glenn, aloha from Kauai.
What's on your heart? What do you want to share with the folks listening to Insight Hour?
What would I like to express?
Yeah, either, you know, a question or a comment with regard to what we're talking about.
We cannot forget history, or we're condemned to repeat it. This is something we've heard before, and by God, I've talked to too many people who don't have knowledge of what happened in the past, and now is a time when we need to wake up and look into the future and to make the proper changes. We know what they are. You guys are going on and on about it. And it's time for people to turn off the television, damn it. I mean, what else do you say? Where is this coming from?
You bet.
You bet.
The satanic sorcery, you know, it's like casting magic spells is in Revelation. That's exactly what the TV is doing. And the sad thing is that people are no longer living their own lives. They're living vicariously in soap operas, in these things that are escapism. It's virtually, they're not creative. They're sitting there like hypnotized entities, and that it's engaging a celebrity worship instead of worshiping the Creator and the Creator working within us. You know, our own blessings, the capabilities, the worthiness that we all have to make a difference and to have a real life and to spend a life with our children. You know, this is the sad reality about that boob tube.
Yeah, well, you know what, Dr. Lynn? Let's let this caller get off the line so another person can come in.
Sounds
and we want to thank you for calling and get his details, or tell him how he can pick up his video.
Yes, Glenn, here, take this number, 888. Take this number down, 888-508-4787. Call tomorrow morning. Tell Jackie that you were on the Inside Hour as a guest, and you deserve a free copy of In Lies We Trust.
Well, thank you very much. I wasn't even aware that I was a guest, or I'd pulled a couple more things together. But thank you very much for being there, and I will call again.
Well, you know what you can do? You can.
What
be
can
on,
I do?
You can be on Mission Possible on Sunday night if you want to call in, and we can kick it because we do talk about history over there. Last week was Jonestown, and next week we're going to be dealing with the JFK assassination after the fact.
Fabulous. That's,
all right.
That's just wonderful. And thank you for being there, and thank you, BBS Radio.
Yeah.
Yay. Thanks, Seth, and engineering.
Right, Seth, hang him up till we get another caller in here, because I know somebody else is chomping at the bit for this, because you want to be the first one on the block. Why? Because this is a good message, folks. This is one of the ones where you can say, yeah, well, then explain this. And yeah, explain this, so that we have not Simon Says, but Dr. Len Says.
And, you know, there's beyond Dr. Len, you know, what I have in here, and it's on YouTube, too, folks. If you want to get a preview of what In Lies We Trust is about, there's 16 parts of it. Together, you can watch the whole series of them on YouTube. Go to www.inliesweetrust.com. Inliesweetrust.com is a website that we've put up to help facilitate this grassroots initiative to get this very important life-saving word out. So there's urgency. You have gift-giving now time of the year. It's a perfect time, perfect opportunity to make copies of this copy, a non-restricted, free copyright, doesn't have a copyright restriction on it. So you can make your free copies, give them out to friends as holiday gifts. It wouldn't cost you more than, let's say, a dollar if you buy the DVDs at one of your DVD stores. So now what you do is you give them out as gifts, and this is really what we're doing. We've got a whole website that is geared up to support you in bringing this to the community. There is press releases so that you can contact your local newspapers. There are, of course, radio stations, television stations. Put them in cable TVs. Give them to your healthcare professionals. Give them to your emergency responders. Give them to your community servants, your community organizations. We gave out yesterday, I went into the high school and gave Elena's, my daughter's, two teachers, her science teacher and her history teacher, a copy of In Lies We Trust. This is what I'm suggesting that you do, because this is in your hands, and we've on the website now freely downloadable files. They're PDF downloadable files on the website inliesweetrust.com, so that you can have in your hands the instruments, the paper, the information, education that will direct a organization or a community leader to take effective action in using this feature film to raise money for needy organizations in your community. What a great blessing this is, and when this is the time for it. This is now Thanksgiving. It's gift-giving time, and so here's the number to call. Call it tomorrow morning and keep this phone ringing. Tell your friends and family, tell them to tell everybody else. Here's the number. It's 888-508-4787, and that for those of you who are online, InLiesWeTrust.com has several links. You can link directly to the place to order it, and we ask again for you to look in your hearts, because for us to continue to be able to do this, you've got to help us out a little bit. There's an $11.60 cost of shipping and handling for every one of these DVDs that we send out. That's what it costs us. So for you to please look in your hearts and see if you can come up with some sort of a contribution, a donation for this gift-giving program, it would be greatly appreciated. We also, if you go on InLiesWeTrust.com, you can see that we have the capacity for you to order 50 and 100 at a time. That reduces the shipping cost, it reduces the handling cost, and it reduces the cost of production. So that's one easy way, and by the time you're looking at that, it's cheaper than what you can actually make it for in your own home. So please help us, help you, help the community, help humanity by calling that toll-free number. It's 888-508-4787. And if you know other groups that, for example, there is Free Speech TV. What I would recommend that you do is consider those groups out there that are always asking for money, whether it be a religious organization or a community service organization, that are looking to raise funds. Bring them in Lives We Trust. Get them in touch with us. Go get them in touch. You don't even need to talk to us. It's all online. Get them to go to the website and download it. And again, call that toll-free number and get this beautiful gift to share with everybody. So, Reverend Roxy.
Yes, yes, Dr. Lynn.
Yeah, you wanna open it up for another caller here?
Yeah, I'm waiting for that beep.
All right, who's listening out there?
Call
this number from Canada. Let's hear it from Canada. 888-228-4494. First Canadian caller, we're going to send you, I'll not only send you In Lives We Trust, I'll send you a 3E, the Evolutionary Energy Enhancer. So call that number, 888-228-4494. Now, there's got to be a bunch of you listening from Canada. I was just up there working with wonderful people from Avena Originals. Many people were at the Avena Originals event, and that you enjoyed it, I'm sure. I enjoyed it. And if you were listening, you knew that I have an Inside Hour broadcast every Tuesday night, 9 o'clock Pacific time, midnight East Coast. And give us a call on that Canadian toll-free line, 888-228-4494, and I'll even have Jackie throw in a 3E Evolutionary Energy Enhancer for you to energize your water. So, Reverend Roxy.
You know what, Dr. Lynn? I think what's happening here is that also is so popular that people just know they can get it in the archives. They're listening it at their leisure. They're downloading it and putting it in their iPod. This is how wonderful this message is. That's why the In Lives We Trust is only the beginning. You're getting good at this. You're getting real good at it. And as you teach other people, and that's what the opportunity here is for, to find the truth, to see a piece of the proof, and then to get it out there. And it'll all fit together, won't it, Dr.?
Well, I think it's all fitting together now. I mean, we're in the Creator's plan. This is the divine destiny that is unfolding, and that we're fulfilling our own destinies. It's prophecy being fulfilled. It's the calling in our own lives that are being fulfilled. Most of us who are engaged in this spiritual renaissance know these more and more miracles in our own lives are happening. You know, the little synchronicities, the prayers manifesting more quickly. And what's taking place today, because, you know, I think the best thing that I've witnessed over the last couple weeks is that so many more people are willing to talk openly about spirituality and about the truth versus the lies and the deceptions. You know, I went into a bakery this morning, and I walked in, and the woman said, "How you doing?" I said, "Blessed." She says, "Oh, that's wonderful." She says, I think that's a great way to reply to somebody when they ask that question. I go, "Yeah, it sure is. I think it's the truth." So about 30 seconds later, after I bought one of the most delicious loaves of rye bread I've ever purchased, she said, "That feeling of being blessed is it's kind of hard to hold on to that in a world gone mad, isn't it?" And so she didn't know who I was. She didn't know I'd do this for, routine. And I said, what you just said is very, very wise. I said, the gross deception and manipulation in this war of terror, produced by the terrorists, the white-collar terrorists who are making money off of humanity suffering, boy, that sparked her. She picked up on that one right away, and she said, I am sick and tired of this war business. And she said, the truth is that it really is a gross deception, and we got into this conversation, and as it turned out, I made a new friend today. But so many people now are talking the truth and realizing what's really valuable you won't find in USA Today. What's really valuable, you may not even find what's really valuable anywhere but in real, true, spirit-filled congregations. You know, it's really, really challenging to go out, and it's very important to be engaged with folks like Reverend Roxy Hampton, you know, folks that you can really trust that are maintaining their Godhead, their open-hearted spiritual connection to the Creator, and as friends and extended family that we can depend on each other for direction and counsel when the need be, because every single one of us loses it. We lose that connection. It's called sin, folks. That's why the phrase, we're all sinners, we, you know, it comes from being off the mark. We get into our heads because we grew up in this lunacy, in this fallacy of Babylonian, physical manipulation. We begin to think that the way we think is reality, and that our thoughts carry more weight than our heartfelt love and joy that's been instilled in us by the direct divine creator. And it is by the faith and trust that we are healed, that we're sustained and uplifted. You know, I want to tell you something. This is a truth. This is a reality. I'm going to say this to you, and you're not going to believe it. Many of you are going to say, oh, what's he talking about? He's really out there. Horowitz has really gone off the deep end. Here's the reality. When you feel depressed, that's not you. When you feel angry or resentful or guilty or fearful, that's not you. You have identified with that, maybe. You've attached yourself to it, maybe. It is now because you've attached yourself, identified with it, and you're focusing on it, that becomes your meditation, and it takes you over. But it is not you. It is a gross deception to think that when you say, I am depressed, that's like, you know, the great I am that I am in you says, what the heck is this person talking about? That ain't me. That's something that she's simply grabbed onto. Because of the lunacy and the fallacy and the deception of the way he's been brought up. It is the indoctrination in the Babylonian lunacy that we've attached to. And because the Creator gave us free will, the greatest blessing that any great, glorious Creator could give anything and anyone is free will, we get a chance to choose whether we want it or not. And if it doesn't feel right, then why hold on to it? So that's something that we need each other. No person is an island in and of himself and unique to himself. We are engaged in a human family. And family human service is the fabric that binds and the mission that binds humanity together. It's to serve each other in a meaningful way. And so that is the whole mission of the Creator, is to bless us with love and joy. And if we can't bless each other with love and joy, then what good are we? Then we can't be loving and joyful in ourselves. That's what giving and receiving is about. That's why giving is receiving. When I give to you, when I give you In Lies We Trust, when I give In Lies We Trust to humanity, what I'm doing is I'm giving myself a great blessing, because you're me and I'm you and we are one, certainly in the Creator, and the Creator's flowing through us, and the Creator's not depressed because there's nothing missing or broken in the kingdom of heaven, which is the instrument that the Creator uses to create everything. We talked about this on several shows ago on Love the Real Da Vinci Code. In the book, Love the Real Da Vinci Code. Go to the lovetherealdavincicode.com and read the book. I put that on the internet for free. It's still there in a free downloadable file. People who read that book online typically will order one. It's $23 and change. Love to have you call. Please, if you call from the inside hour, tell them that you want to have Dr. Horowitz autograph it. I'll even sign it for you. But it's online for free. Because this is so important, it's so uplifting to recognize that the place from which the Creator creates the kingdom of heaven and the religious world is a musical mathematical matrix.
God.
The musical mathematical matrix. And we now have even had the reveal, the blessed revelation, that there's nine tones, specifically nine electromagnetic frequencies of sound that we have and that we've revealed in the perfect circle of sound. You can even hear Scotty Huckabee playing music of the perfect circle of sound at www.perfectcircleofsound.com. Anyway, I think we got another caller.
Yes, we do.
Hi, who's calling?
Hello.
Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Ellen. I'm calling from the Seattle area. How are you doing?
Hi, blessed, Ellen. How are you doing?
Fine, thanks. Sorry to interrupt you when you were on a roll there.
I'm always on a roll.
We always want to know people are out
there. You have my permission to interrupt me.
Well, you know, you were talking about the cervical cancer vaccine. And I know a little bit about that from personal experience because I was involved in trying to educate physicians to use that particular vaccine.
Wow.
And, you know, even though I should have known better because I'm fairly aware about the vaccine dangers issues, I just looked at this vaccine and said, well, maybe it'll help somebody, especially since they swear up and down that it doesn't have any live virus in it. They even have published a paper in the vaccine journal stating that it has no live virus in it. But then I heard Dr. Deagle on his show saying that they can't do it that way. It has to have live virus in it for them to produce it. And that makes sense to me because there was this one study where they found out that people who already had cervical cancer, like brewing, if they gave them the vaccine, it made it grow faster.
Yes.
And I was trying to figure out why that is. And it makes perfect sense if it has more virus in it that's going to, you know, cause the cancer to develop even quicker. You know, it's like throwing kerosene on a fire.
That's right.
Yeah.
Plus it has the immune factors that cause the immune system to fail, you know. It has chemicals that have been added that actually enhance the rate of immune system failure because for them to have a non-full grade immunological response in some specific areas of the immune system versus prompting others, they have to whack out the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
And so it really is completely, you know, I hate to say this because I know I sound like a religious fanatic, but the truth is, you know, I'm actually opposed to most religions because of the lunacy and the hypocrisy,
mm-hmm.
but the spirituality, the truth is that, can you imagine how your body operates? I mean, I taught histology to Tufts School of Dental Medicine as well as medical students at Tufts University. Microanatomy, that's called histology. When you really look at the way the body is built and the way it operates, it is so incredible, designed to perfection beyond the reaches of the wildest imagination. You can't even conceive that we have a creator who can do something like that and then create the rest of the universe to operate so perfectly in balance and then sustain it all.
And then you can't expect that you can whack it with a sledgehammer and get a better result than what
you can. Yeah, I mean, can you grasp not just the hypocrisy, but the lunacy and the arrogance of medical science to
mm-hmm.
think that they can come along with cures for everything that will pop magic to, when in fact it's all of the cures that they're giving us that's causing all the diseases.
Yeah.
This is the In Lies We Trust. It's a main theme is that the greatest war in history, the most lucrative war in history is the war on cancer. And where did that come from? Mostly from the polio vaccines injecting humanity's bloodstream with the simian virus 40 and other cancer viruses in it.
Yeah, I remember when they were lining us up to take that polio vaccine. It was in a little sugar cube in a cup.
Yeah, I took that one too.
Yeah.
That's the one I took.
And my parents, my relatives, elderly relatives, were saying, you know, the rumors going around that that's contaminated. But they just shrugged their shoulder and let us take it anyhow.
Yeah, yeah, and this is the sadness. You know, I did what you did. You know, so when you mentioned that, you know, you had been teaching the medical professionals to get Gardasil or take Gardasil or administer it, that's what I did. To almost 30,000 healthcare professionals, I trained in OSHA regulations, and I used to routinely recommend the hepatitis B vaccine before I really knew the truth about it. And every time I would lecture on it and I would recommend it, let me ask you if you had the same thing. There was this little kind of like twinge in my gut, you know, that I was relying on people that had told me to do this, that it was good, but I really wasn't convinced in my own heart. And I had that check in my spirit every time I did it. Did you do that same thing?
Yeah, but I prayed about it. I just said, you know, if this is bad and I'm promoting a bad thing, God, just make it good.
Oh, well, that's a nice thing to do. I wasn't that aware yet. I wasn't that aware yet. But, it's a challenge for us to be in full integrity. And that's what it's most important, is that we be in full integrity, including the words, because our words are so powerful. They are the creator. Just like the creator creates through the spoken word, sound, frequencies on water, so we, as water vessels filled with that Holy Spirit power, create with the labia ratum, the lips. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. That's the sixth note of the original musical scale. Labia ratum, the lips, the powerful creative instruments. And so, you know, it's really, we've really got to watch what we say.
Yeah. And watch what gets out there in print, because people believe it and they keep spreading it.
Well, I think the most important thing for us all to do is to keep on contacting those unconscious people in Congress and keep beating on their doors on the subjects that are most closest to our home as they contemplate impeaching Cheney. There are other things that they need to keep an eye on, and I think that we all have to begin to do the letter-writing campaign, also the emailing campaign, so that they know these are things they have to address, and send it all to the press and have them address it, is to begin to give us a discussion on these things. Because sooner or later, like Vioxx and all the rest of them, we're going to see the damage down the line. And those of us who have seen it are going to say, we told you so. And I don't want to do any more I told you so.
Anymore. Yeah.
You know, Reverend Roxy, yeah. I guess we don't even have enough time on the show left, but I need to have your counsel. I need your wisdom in this regard, you know.
752. We're the last show. I think Donald just give us a little slack here if we go over.
Okay. You know, this whole question as to the political process, because I've heard from you a very, very wise proclamation that said it is not about the issues. It is about the systemic pathology. The entire political system, which has us debating issues and engaging in this divisive dialogue where you separate right-wingers from left, Jew from Gentile, Christian from Muslim, black from white, rich from poor, elderly from young. All of that is how the sheeple get marched to the slaughterhouses, and that is the mission of politics.
Divide and conquer.
It's divide and conquer. Now, so I just heard you say to the listeners of the Insight Hour, you know, get engaged with letter-writing campaigns to these individuals. And quite frankly, I am right now at a loss, because theoretically, it seems to me that the only entity capable of really commandeering and directing this whole total deception and manipulation is the Creator. And that is a spiritual renaissance, that's a spiritual change that's going to take place, and it's going to take place whether we write letters or not. And I'm wondering, is letter-writing campaigns and political action and activism, and even though I love what Ron Paul is saying, and I would vote for Ron Paul if I were going to vote, but I've made it in my own mind that, you know what, I can't give this system any more energy. I've done my letter-writing campaigns, I've done my political activism, and you know what? Maybe I'm just, you know, jaded and disappointed and burnt out on it, but to me, you know, I question whether it would not behoove us to spend that amount of time that we would be writing letters in prayer, in deep devotion and prayer for this planet, and for the real political change that shall come about.
At least he listens where the politicians don't.
That's so beautiful about the medium, that they're trying to put a fire under to create controls for. Two answers to your question in terms of the council. Number one, if you've opened up the Pandora's box and you look inside and the only thing that's left there is hope, and hope flies out, then all is lost. That's my first thing. And so therefore, the desire to continue to communicate with that which is in place that we relate to and relates to us is bilateral by nature, and I cannot ignore it. That maybe, just maybe, they're praying as hard as I am and they're looking for all of us. They can't trust to go up against the giant unless they are sure that they are backed by us.
Yeah.
It is something that this beast is something to deal with. The ignorance is something to deal with. And so therefore, if we all kind of assume that they're not going to do anything, then they get away through omission. My other thing that I want to say, Dr. Len, is you know that in lies we trust is a model for all other people out there with the truth to continue to send it out there. It's like you don't have to call it back. You just watch it fly, and it will create the firestorm that we need of truth. And it is not going to be pretty. It's not pretty to talk about people who are trying to kill other people,
yeah,
or dupe other people or deceive other people. You know, we haven't even talked. We're talking about Gardasil. We're talking about our economics. The dollar is at an all-time low. All of these things are our reality. So as we pray, we also are praying for the solutions. And those solutions come about by discussion. And so therefore, if we can't keep these things in their faith, then they'll start talking about impeachment of Cheney, and we'll lose that which I'm trying to tell you. Is we've got to do this from the structure, not the issue, but the structure, which means is we both Democrats, Republicans, everybody. We are Americans. We've all been inoculated. There's something that we share in common, our health. And it doesn't mean anything if we don't all see ourselves as human beings. And there's where we join forces, as human beings, not as Republicans, Democrats. And that is how we contact Congress as human beings and stop them. Slow it down. Don't let them go so far. Put them up under the microscope. Use the agencies that are already created. Right now, Dr. Len, the only thing I want to see abolished right now, I could even handle having the CIA out there all over the world. I really want the National Security Council abolished. I would like to see the reorganization in 1947 and the whole presidential thing all abolished. I would like us all to redo the whole structure, you see. And that's what we need to start talking about, and that's what scares them the most, is those that are going to come up with taking away all their little pork bellies and all the other things that they're doing. They get scared when we get smart.
Yep. Well, Ellen from Seattle, thank you so much for calling. Great, great to have you on the Inside Hour. Reverend Roxy, I think we're about out of time.
We're out of time, but is that an answer?
That's a beautiful answer. I thank you. You know, I always love you, and I always look to you for wisdom, and you know, you're my prime minister.
Yes.
All right, folks, you've been listening to the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz with Reverend Roxy Hampton. We're going to be, again, same time next week, 9 o'clock Pacific.
You have 2 minutes.
And we've got 2 minutes, so I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank not only BBSRadio.com, get your friends and family to join us at the community at BBS. For $2 a month, you can have access to all the archives. That's a very reasonable support, very great, important donation that you'll be making so that we can continue to do this. And Don Newsom and family and friends can continue to bring you this great programming. I want to thank HealthyWorldDistributing.com or HealthyWorldStore.com. If you want to have any books, DVDs, CDs, and you support ministry that I'm working with, please go to HealthyWorldStore.com, and there you can get a lot of different books, tapes, got Scott Huckabee's brand new albums, great, great music to listen to instead of listening to the manipulated, dumbing down frequencies of the Roman Catholic Church and lunacy. You got it, 528, live, love, and 528. That's the real frequency. So get that from HealthyWorldStore.com. There's a toll-free number, 888-508-4787. Again, don't forget, go to InLiesWeTrust.com. Get your copy of this DVD. Make copies of it. Spread them out to your friends and family. Reverend Roxy, you want to add anything about your program on Sunday night?
It's all going to be about history. It's all going to be about JFK and the Nazification of America. That's all I can say.
Okay, so that's a Mission Possible, 9 o'clock Pacific time on Sunday night.
We got different times now, 7 o'clock.
Oh, you're 7 o'clock now.
O'clock. Yeah, Pacific and 1 o'clock on the East Coast.
Wonderful. Okay, well,
yeah.
I stand corrected. 7 o'clock Pacific time, Reverend Roxy on Mission Possible. Folks, thank you so much. Have a happy, healthy, joy-filled Thanksgiving. Do a lot of prayer and thanks to the Creator for giving you everything, including that turkey.
Bye-bye. God bless.
Same here. Bye-bye.